All right, Dean Wilson, look, your final national, Troll Train's final national, he couldn't race. His back was jacked up. You went out with a 10th, and it was not a lot of fun out there today, I don't think. But congrats on the career and the 10th today.
Yeah, thank you. Another top 10. Not really the first moment I wanted, but my start sucked ass all day. Like, kind of frustrating there. But, yeah, made it out healthy. That's the outdoors done for me. I'm happy with my decision, you know.
I confirmed what today.
That put a stamp on it today. Today put a stamp on it when I rode off. I says, okay, I'm making the right decision. I can't just ride at my full potential anymore the way my knee is. My knee is just so mangled, and it just hurts me in daily life, you know. So, anyways, had a good one. Had lots of ups and downs. So, here we are. We're healthy. We made it through the day. Got MX of Nations, one last one, and trying to enjoy that.
Did you notice the 5 less minutes? Was that like something noticeable?
No, fuck no. Dude, I swear I felt like 30 plus 2 still. So, it still felt long. It was hot. When I got like the 3 laps to go, that kind of, I was like down, you know, because kind of I was a little bit in no man's land, you know, but it was all right.
I was thinking of in the first moto, I knew it was your last one. I was watching you. You had to pass, you know, 20 guys or whatever. I was like, oh, he's going out with a lot of work.
No. I was really just wanting to get a good start, and just 2 top 10 motos would have been good, you know. But over the freaking Buds Creek, I got in the first corner pile up as well. So it's like, fuck, it's frustrating being starting from dead last and whatever. It's a lot of work. Especially today was because it was hard to pass, but oh well.
Maybe this is lame. Did you get a little emotional out there in your last couple laps, or were you just like, thank fuck, it's gone?
No, honestly, fuck no. Everyone's like, oh, isn't it, like, emotional? Like, yeah, like, I'm sure, like, later down the road, like, yeah, I'll be a little bit more emotional. Because, you know, I've had a lot of good memories here at Paula. Went 1-1 my rookie year. Next year went 1-1. Fuck, I mean, very dominant here on my 250 days. And unfortunately, not so much. But, like, you know, it was just so gnarly out there and hot. I was just like, oh, I just want to survive today.
Cool, man. MXDN coming up. One last chance to see you. Good team. That should be exciting for you as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited for that. I just hope the weather holds and, like, it's just a dry one and America gets, like, a good designations, you know, and it will be sick. I want Red Bud fans to bring their A game like they always do, you know, and then I want the Euros. I just want to see the best American designations that's ever happened. But I think Buds Creek might be hard to beat because that was pretty gnarly, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just cool it's in America, and I know Red Bud. It's just two weekends after this. So it's like I'm kind of just in the flow, right?
I assume you're riding a Husky there? I didn't ask. Yeah, you are going to do Husky there.
Yeah, so it's like the whole same. It'll be like today, you know? So, yeah.
Thanks, Dino.
Yeah, thank you.